This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Formula One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Formula One show in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. My name is Alex Villa, and joining me to look ahead to the action this week in Singapore is the motor racing correspondent for Reach PLC and the former F1 correspondent for the Racing Post, Neil Randon. How are you, mate?
I'm doing good, Alex. How about you?
Very, very good, mate. It's good to be back. I mean, it feels like it's been an age, mate.
Well, it has been. I was in France last time we spoke, and then now we're back here, back in usual surroundings. And so we've got a this is going to be an interesting race, this one. Definitely going to be one of them. This is, from a betting point of view, one of the more interesting ones we've had in recent weeks.
Oh, mate, what a way to entice the audience. Now they're definitely going to stay tuned for the rest of the podcast. Maybe not after they hear how we went in the previous race, though, mate. Hamilton's grid penalty really hurt us there. Our bets on him to win and to get top two were quickly flushed away. The Stroll man let us down for a top 10, of course. I think we would have been a good chance with Carlos Sainz. He was driving quite well, but to beat Charles Leclerc. But Sainz took the grid penalty, and then we did get some chocolates, mate. Our good mate, I was going to call him Michael Schumacher. Bloody hell, beating Magnussen at +100. Yeah. So at least you got one, mate.
And also I think somewhere along the line was singing the praises of George Russell as well to finish in the top three, which he did. I did actually, to make matters worse, I did an extra little piece of filming for the Because We Win Twitter page after I found out that Lewis had taken his grid penalties. As Carlos said, and pretty much half the field decided to take a grid penalty, which completely threw the whole weekend into disarray, really. I mean, I went for George to try and win the race, but that didn't really work, did it? It was a shame, really. And it was a bad race. It was a very unsatisfactory race in many ways. I mean, the grid penalty thing is a bit of a joke, really. I think we've taken too many of these engine situations sort of caused just to make the qualifying just a bit too much of a lottery, and you can't really work out where everybody's going to be once it's all sort of been unravelled, it just doesn't look good from a sport point of view. You want to have your quickest drivers at the front of the pack most of the time, and then of course the race itself, we had the safety car right at the end because your guy Daniel Ricciardo broke down, and the car was still in gear. They couldn't move it, and
he's got to steal the headline somehow, mate.
Yeah. And we ended up under the safety car, which was another unsatisfactory way to finish. I know those are the rules, and that's the way it should be. But they should have got that car out of the way quicker than they were trying. Lap after lap, and it still wasn't happening. And Max. Well, he won pretty easily in the end, didn't he? I mean, obviously he did with the safety car, but even before that, he cruised to the front, and Charles Leclerc was on pole and still couldn't get the job done. So it wasn't a great race from start to finish, really, for us.
Yeah, no, it's a shame the way the race ended, and it's a weird one, the old grid penalties, because it kind of, you imagine those fans that were out at you know, at the race. They're seeing these guys once a year at best, maybe once every couple of years, because they maybe can't go every year, and they're rocking up and they're seeing Hamilton and Sainz starting at the back. I mean, it's not very not only is it not appealing to the viewing audience at home, but especially to those people that go out and watch the race. Imagine if Carlos Sainz was or Lewis Hamilton's been your favorite driver for the, you know, last decade or whatever, and you finally get to see him live, and he has to start from. It's a bit of a shame, but yeah, definitely something that F1 should look at now that they're becoming such a huge event every weekend for F1. They're growing in popularity. So, maybe something for you to look at, mate. We're six races left in the season. It's flown by. We've had this decent break. What has it been? 2-3 weeks, something like that. How are you seeing the teams now coming into the final stages? Because Ferrari did look, you know, pretty decent on that weekend.
Yeah.
Russell did pretty well. Clearly, Max is just miles ahead of everyone. But how are you? Is there a clear hierarchy, you think, at the moment, heading into the final stages?
Well, I mean, we talked about this last time, I think, as well. I think Monza basically emphasised, if you've got a quick car, you know, on a power track, you're gonna be one of the, you know, you're in with a chance. And obviously, Max is unwavering in his sort of ability to win races. He's won 5 in a row now. It's remarkable. 11 altogether for the season. I still think Mercedes are overall probably now the second quickest team. I still think that. I know it wasn't really on show in Monza, but other venues, the ones we've got coming up, they're going to show better form, I think. And they're going to be more in the mix because not in all the races, because there's one or two that won't suit Mercedes particularly. But the task for us for these last six or seven races, it might be seven actually, including this one. Or is it six? I'll have a count in a minute. My maths is never very, very good. Is to try and beat. We've got to try and beat Max. That's what we're going to do. We've got to find a team, a car to beat Max. And he will not win the last remaining races in the season. He can't win them all. I find that hard to believe that he will. There are some tracks that he might not do so well at. And I'm thinking this one, hopefully, from a better's point of view, will be one of them.
All right, mate. Well, we'll get into it very soon. One quick question I wanted to have before we go into the preview was it's kind of getting to the stage of the season now where there's a few drivers looking for a car next year. They're looking for a driver.
Yeah.
The likes of, you know, Ricciardo. I know there's obviously rumours that there's strong links between certain teams, but, you know, still not confirmed. Ricciardo, Zhou Guanyu. I'm sorry if I botched that pronunciation. Sonoda, Schumacher, Latifi. I mean, some of these guys might not even get a drive. They've got no chance
at all. Latifi won't be.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it, mate. You said it. But, but those other guys... Do you expect these guys to really, really go for it in the next coming weeks to try and, you know, impress the future prospects of a team, you know, going for them? Or, I mean, do you think this will affect the racing at all is what I'm asking?
Don't think it'll affect the racing. I think they are all obviously trying to, you know, shot window their abilities for the teams. But then they've been doing that anyway for the last 6 months or whatever, and the previous seasons before that. Yeah, I think Pierre Gasly's already signed for Alpine, is he? I think he's replacing Alonso at Alpine. Latifi's out at Williams. That could be taken by the, you know, the lad who, I can't remember his name now. Nick De Vray or whatever his name was. Who scored so well at Monza. He could well take that seat. You should do, really. Daniel's the one. You think, where's he going to go? I mean, Yeah, he's running out of options, really. I mean, there are seats available, but would he really want to go there? He probably would, actually. He wants to stay in Formula One. He must be. But, yeah, I mean, like, say, Schumacher and people like that, you know, it's very difficult to know where this is all going to go, you know, with these lineups. Most of them will find a seat. It's very rare that someone from another Formula can come in and sort of take over a seat from a Formula One driver. It's quite a close shop. They do this shuffle all the time. It's like, you know, It's like pass the parcel. And suddenly they find themselves in, rather than the Ferrari, they're in, you know, in the Haas or whatever. So, I mean, you know, it's a strange sort of time, really, and a lot of uncertainty for guys. But, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. It's hard to know, but they'll be all back, I'm sure, just in a different order.
Yeah, I think to summarise, you know, they're all going to be trying probably the same as they were in previous races. It's not going to give them...
But if they haven't, you know, they shouldn't be in Formula 1 in the first place. Let's put it that way.
Good point, mate. All right, mate, we're in Singapore this weekend. Before we look at all the odds, like always, mate, talk me through what kind of track we have here, what kind of drivers it will suit, who's been successful in the past.
Right, well, Singapore, the Marina Bay Circuit, street circuit at night. It's probably one of the most physically demanded tracks on the Grand Prix circuit for the season. So it's on the calendar. It's a bit bumpy as well. Surface is a bit bumpy. The conditions are going to be extremely humid because, you know, Singapore, the time of year, it's very hot all year round, really. That's probably the reason why they ran the race at night, because it's just intensely hot during the day. It's 23 corners in this track, so they're working hard for the whole lap. You know, there's a lot of work to be done, and it's quite a high speed circuit for all of that. So it's physically demanding on the drivers. They'll lose up to 3 kilograms, you know, in the race probably because of the heat and the work they're having to do. So it's a tough track. 61 laps, 3.14 miles, which is just over 5 kilometres. It was first run in 2008 and was last run in 2019. So we haven't had a race there for 2 years because of the COVID situation and what that caused. So we're back for the first time since 2019. So one or two of these drivers haven't raced it before. So it's new for them. The other interesting thing is that I've looked at the weather forecast, and there's a potential for some thunderstorms on Saturday and Sunday, which could make the race quite interesting. Not guaranteed. It's about 50% chance, I think. So we'll see. But the drivers have done well here in the past. The driver in the lineup who's won the race more than anybody else is Sebastian Vettel. He's won it 5 times in a Red Bull and a Ferrari. Lewis Hamilton's won it 4 times, and Fernando Alonso has won it twice. The rest of them, haven't had the experience of the place. So it's going to be an interesting race, this, I think. So that's basically where we are at with it. 3 DRS zones, so there's a bit of overtaking opportunities there as well. The drivers it suits, well, the ones I've just mentioned, Vettel goes well. Obviously, he's in an Aston Martin compared to a Ferrari or Red Bull, so his chances of winning are limited because of that. Lewis is good there. I mean, his pole lap in 2018 when he snatched pole from Verstappen, it's one of the great qualifying pole laps there's ever been. It's phenomenal, that was. He's very good there. And yeah, Leclerc, I think he got pole position in the last race there, so he's got form. Yeah, and those are the guys who we know have got form there.
All right, lovely summary, mate. Looking at some of the odds heading into the weekend, obviously for the Grand Prix itself, Max -182, Leclerc second favorite +400, Sainz +900, Hamilton +1200. Down to Perez there at +1600. Qualification, round about the same, except everything's just a little bit tighter. Max -112. Charles plus 175, Signs plus 500. So I guess we get the gist of the order things are being ranked in at the moment. Obviously, the odds are going to vary amongst the practice qualification and Grand Prix market. But yeah, mate, to the naked eye, or after all the research you've done this week, mate, what are we thinking in these markets? Is there a particular driver? Obviously, you're looking to oppose Max. Is there a particular driver that you like here this week?
Right. Well, before I actually say who that is, it'd be interesting just to go back a bit, actually, to first practice. Because first practice, these markets are actually very interesting right from the get-go. And I was looking at first practice because what's interesting is you got Max Verstappen has won 11 races this year. Yeah, first practice, he's only been fastest twice in the whole season. He's not the greatest sprint out of the traps, you know, on the first day for some reason. Yeah, the guy who's the best is Charles Leclerc, who's been fastest six times during the season. He's been second fastest about the same as well. So he's always there. Carlos Sainz is good as well on first practice. And the other guy who's done well, particularly in the last sort of about six races, is George Russell. He's another one who was fastest in Holland, which surprised many in the first practice there. Now, the thing is, with this race, the format of the track, it's going to suit Mercedes better than most of the other tracks that they've been to. Obviously, Holland was the other one. Zandvoort really suited their car, and I often said that I think Hamilton should have won that race if they hadn't screwed up his tire situation with the safety car. They should have put new rubber on and sort of sacrificed track position, which is what everybody seems to do. This they don't want to sacrifice track position, but they keep them on old rubber. So guys behind them, you've got the fresh tires or soft tires. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in front. If you've got a quicker car behind you, you're not going to stay in front for too long. So that's what screwed him up that day. So like I say, I think Singapore is going to suit Mercedes. The other reason I say that is because Mercedes are actually saying that themselves for the first time this season. This is the first race I'd say that they've actually come out and basically said, yeah, I think we've got a chance here. This is our best opportunity of winning a race so far this season. That's basically what they're saying. And for them to actually come out and say that is quite significant. So if they think that, and we're looking for someone to beat Max, we may have to look at Mercedes rather than Ferrari for that to happen. Because also, their odds are just much, much better. Yeah, that's the thing. And you know, with Ferrari, they can let you down. You know, they just flatter to deceive, as we know we have done all season. So, you know, so we will be concentrating on Mercedes quite a lot, not all the way through, because like I said, I think with some of the markets, Max is there's some value for Max here and there, not much. He's obviously going to be the favourite in every market, he is, with all these. But, yeah, I mean, first practice, he's plus 175. But there's a reason for that, because he's not been that great in first practice, whereas the two Ferraris are always the best. So if we start from the top, first practice, I'm actually going to stick with Ferrari, because they are consistently the quickest in that first session. So you've got to look at Charles Leclerc at plus 200. To go quickest, followed by Carlos at plus 350, because they between them have been fastest in first practice nine times. So that's pretty good going. So you've got to look at that. So yeah, so that's the start. That's the thread of this. So yeah, that's where we're going. So yeah, that'll be my first port of call. Go with the two Ferraris to hit the track quickest on Friday.
Okay, mate.
Be the first call. Yeah.
And then heading into the qualifying in Grand Prix, is that when you're looking to side with Mercedes?
Yes and no. The trouble is, you see,
you just bigged them up, mate, and now you're backtracking.
For the race. No, it's for the race because, as I repeatedly say, race pace is where they shine. They don't shine so much on a single flying lap. They're not so good in that regard. They have been pretty good here and there, but you'd like to look at them as over a 61 lap race distance rather than a one flying lap. Have said all that. So let's have a look. Pole position. Max Verstappen's minus 112, I think. To be honest, that's not too bad, is it, really? Considering he's normally on pole, and he's normally up there. It's not a shocking value, that, really. Again, Charles Leclerc looks decent at 175. What have we got? Carlos Sainz is plus 500 compared to Charles Leclerc for pole position. You probably want to go more with Carlos, possibly, for pole, just for the value, I think, because there's not much between them at the moment, I would say, really, even though Charles is probably getting the results because of what he did last time, because he didn't have to take a grid penalty. With qualifying, I might go with Carlos at plus 500. Lewis is plus 1,200. He'll be up there. And I think George Russell at plus 1,600 will be up there as well. I mean, he's had a pole position before, but may not quite get it. I don't think they're going to get pole. I think the Ferraris could nick it off of Max. Again, it could be raining as well. That's the other thing. We don't know how that's going to pan out because we've never had a Singapore Grand Prix that's been in a downpour, I don't think. I can't remember one. I'm sure someone may correct me on that. But I'm particularly qualifying around that street circuit. That's going to be fun in the wet, especially if it's tipping down, like it would do out in the, in the tropics. So we'll see how that goes. Qualifying matchup, I just saw one there, which I liked. But now I've changed my mind because I've gone for Carlos. It was originally I was going to go for Lewis to beat Carlos at plus 160 in qualifying, but that's not going to happen. So I'm going to stick with Carlos, plus 500 for qualifying to hopefully get the ball rolling for us.
All right, mate. Well, why don't we move on to the top 10s and the top 6s. Any bets there taking your fancy as we kind of drop down the grid a bit to
we could start from the back. We could work. We can work our way backwards. I'm going to go through some big numbers here because I just think this is going to be a race there's going to be a few surprises here, I think. And I'm going to go start with top 10.
Yep.
Vettel, I mean, Shorten, actually, he's plus 110 for a top 10. He looks a shoo-in to me, top 10, Sebastian Vettel. Street tracks seem to suit him well. Look at Azerbaijan, he did so well around there. This isn't that dissimilar in a lot of ways. It's a bit bumpy too. I just think he loves the track, goes well there, understands how to get a fast lap out. So, yeah, I mean, 110, plus 110 for Sebastian looks quite reasonable to me. I'm a bit reluctant to go with is Alex Albon at plus 250. Mm. He's driven superbly well this season. He really has really done well, in that Williams. He's put it in positions he's not probably worthy of. He's got those top 10 finishes. The only thing that's putting me is the fact that he couldn't compete in Monza because he suffered from appendicitis and had to go to hospital, and he also had some respiratory problems and was in intensive care for a while, so he took a big knock there, and this track is really tough. So he's coming back from an operation, he was in a bit of trouble for a while, and to try and then coax a Williams round this track to get a top 10 finish is maybe asking a bit too much. If it hadn't been for that, I would say he was I would have gone for that. And the other one, we've done this one before, but both drivers to finish in the top 10.
Oh God, I thought you were going to say Stroll.
You know where I'm going to go with it. I am. I'm sorry. I really am sorry, Alex. But plus 450 to the two Aston Martins to finish in the top 10. It looks reasonable to me. I know he'll probably finish 11th, which is normally what happens. But we've got a chance here in Singapore. Strongman goes okay. We know Sebastian goes really well here. So all he's got to do is finish 10th. That's all we want him to do. Ninth, they can finish 9th and 10th, and that'd be fine. But I think Sebastian will finish. I think he'll finish a lot higher than that. Yeah. I think he's going to finish a lot higher. So we got, that's our top 10. So we got Vettel absolutely nailed on at plus 110, I think. And the two Aston Martins plus 450. I'm going to go with those.
All right, 10. There we go. He's done it again. You wouldn't read about it.
Yeah, I am. I'm determined this is going to work. It's going to work. Well, I'm telling you, be all right.
Mate, the matchups market, we were quite successful there last weekend. Interestingly enough, Magnussen, once again, favoured over Schumacher, who you can get at plus 110 on the matchups. Yeah. I thought a few others that were interesting. I mean, even because they've got the last name first, I always nearly call him Russell George at plus 110 Lewis Hamilton.
Your man Daniel Ricciardo calls him that. That's as a joke. He calls him Russell. He calls him Russell George.
That's a classic Aussie joke. We do like that. Yeah. If you've got a last name that should be a first name, so, then that's a classic.
Swap them. So there you go. So it'd be like Michael George.
Same thing, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Nothing better. At least he can provide something for us, Daniel, this season.
Exactly. Yeah.
Any of the matchups you're liking there?
I have to be honest, no, not really. None of them really sort of stood out, really, apart from the one you just said with the Schumacher. That may be a possibility. He could just get ahead of Magnussen, maybe. That would be the only one I would read. Nothing else really sort of stood out particularly. Yeah. But I wasn't sort of like, okay, well, we must go with that. But we've still got top six as well. We've got that yet. We haven't come up. This is nice, actually, because this has been the first race for a while. We've actually had a top six from BetRivers to look at. So it's quite tasty, this one. This is quite good, I think. So, thank you for BetRivers for supplying a nice line for us. That's what we hope, anyway. So, top six. I'm going to go for Seb Vettel again. He's plus 700 to finish in the top six. I can see him doing it. I really can. If he can get that car going, he could get a top six. It's 7-1. Yeah, got to have a try there. If he's going to get in the top 10, we can step him up to a top six. The other thing, I think what will happen here as well, particularly if it rains, there'll be some retirements here. I don't think we're going to have, we're not going to get the whole grid finishing the race at all. We could have a few people not get to, a few DNFs, guys that are not going to get to the finish. So we can put Seb in there. And Lando Norris is the other one I quite like as well. He's a safe pair of hands in that McLaren, and he's quick. And he likes street circuits as well. I mean, he's gone well around places like this. So he's plus 110, plus 110. Not massively big, but he's someone where you can, stake your reputation on. He's a good driver. Is Lando? He's not had the opportunity to really shine in recent weeks, but I think he could do okay here. So there's my two top sixes. So we haven't talked about. There's a few others, but we haven't got to those yet. So that's those. Then we got top twos and top threes. it's great to have these. I like the top twos and top threes. We should have a whole little category, top fives even. Split them even more, just to give us a few more options. Because I'm going to go with a Mercedes victory again. All right, this is what I'm on now. This is basically what we're going to be doing. We're going to go for Mercedes to win this, to beat Max, who's -182. Again, that's not terrible, but probably the third race in a row I've gone this route. But I'm going to go Hamilton again, +1200. I am. Just think, Mercedes have got, this is their best opportunity to win this season. There's a couple of other races coming up that they have as well. So we've got two more races where I think they have a chance. But if you're not confident of Lewis, oh, hello, you've disappeared, mate. Your light has gone out. Oh, you're back. Well done. That happens sometimes. You get power cuts or something. I'm not sure what happened there. But
Australia, third world country.
Yeah, so we got Lewis at +1200. But if you want a little bit of security again, I would go with the top three market with both Lewis and George, because George is just unbelievably consistent, isn't he? I mean, he's had top fives in every race apart from one, which is the British Grand Prix when he had that crash at the start with that multiple pile-up. But he's just, and he's got quite a few podiums as well. So he's +140 to finish in the top three. I think that looks a nice line, to be honest. A nice pick. I'm going to stick with him with that. And we've got Lewis at +1200 to win. And you can, he's a bit short at +110 for top three, but you want that little bit of security. So I wouldn't stop people from going down that route either.
All right, mate. We're going to wrap things up. Our recording's just about to finish.
Is it?
So we better wrap things up quick. Best bet of the weekend out of everything?
I'm going to go Lewis +1200, plus Vettel to be top six and top 10.
Lovely.
And I'm sorry, I must have been waffling for far too long. Sorry about that. And I also like Science for first practice, which is +350.
All right. Awesome, mate. First time on the YouTube channel, please make sure you subscribe and get alerted to all the great content here at the Bet Rivers Network. You can also follow Neil on Twitter at NRandonFactor and myself at AlexVella_. And Neil, potential chance that you'll be on the At Because We Win Twitter page this weekend. So make sure you guys tune into that throughout the week. And we will be back. I haven't written what's next. Next week. All right. See you, everyone.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. All right.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Formula One on the Bet Rivers Network.